Maybe her baby's laying in a hospital and it's dying of some stinking disease. Or maybe she got a phone call that her sister's dying of cancer. And she's just worshiping and trying to get to Jesus, the healer, as best as she knows how. And if she wants to lay on her face and praise God, I know your pastor feels the same way I do. That's all right. I remember several years ago, I went to a church and they had college students that came over from Kenya and Trinidad. And these girls would come in, and as the Spirit of God would start moving upon them, they would do some strange things that I'd never seen before. But in their country, it was very normal. This one girl from Trinidad, she was this beautiful black girl, and her name was Arlette. And Mary and I loved her so much. She had the sweetest spirit. And one morning during Sunday morning service, as the Spirit of God started just brooding and just started nudging and squeezing and just coming into the service, and everybody started weeping, Arlette began to dance. And you know, we've always seen that Holy Ghost shuffle that all of us hillbillies do when we get happy. But I'd never seen that kind of dance. She began to do the most beautiful ballet jigs, and she began to praise God in this ballet, and I'm not going to try to do it for you. But I remember as I was watching her, I remember it offended me. I remember as a young Christian, I watched her and I thought, I don't know about all that. And she was very decent, she was very appropriate, and she was very in order. It was just something different that I had never seen before. And I remember I was watching her and I thought, the pastor's going to have to set this woman down. She was going all over the church. She was just twirling and praising God. And the Lord spoke to me and He said, you leave her alone. And I said, God, I don't understand. He said, just because you don't understand don't mean it's me. He said, how did I tell you to judge a tree? I said, by the fruit it bears. He said, what do you see? And when Arlette came by me the next time, I seen the tears running down her face and dripping off her chin. And she was just looking up into heaven dancing for her King. Glory to God. And I remember, CT, how God said, you leave her alone. Just because you don't understand it don't mean it's not of me. And I don't know the times in my life when God's told me that. Just because you don't understand it, son, don't mean it ain't of me. God has got so many different things going on in so many different places with so many different people. And a lot of times it's different than us. Amen? I remember those groups, those kids come over from Kenya, those college students, and they were down at Concord, and they all came and did a concert for us one Sunday. And they wore all those beautiful bright colors that they wear in Kenya, all those turbans around their heads, and they were beautiful. And they got up and sang in Kenya voice, language. We didn't understand nothing they were saying, but the anointing of God was so powerful, Ronnie. As the people just started praising God with them, I knew they were singing something about Jesus. I knew that. And I thought, difference okay. Somebody say difference okay. I heard the pastor this just a while ago, and I really love him for this, and I mean it. Men of God like Pastor Jiggs have taught me how to be myself. Because I'm telling you something, the church wants to put you in a mold. They want to clone you many times. Amen? They want you to be exactly like they are and dress exactly like they do and talk like they do and laugh when they laugh, and you better not laugh when they don't laugh. And there's like this thing, they want to clone you. And God loves individuality. Turn around and look at somebody. Don't they look different than you do? Thank God. Amen? Wouldn't this be a boring and a dull place if we all looked the same? I mean, y'all could all be pretty like me. That's all right. But God made us different. If you come and hear me preach, I'm going to preach different than you, Pastor Jiggs. And if you come and hear Jiggs, he's going to preach different than Randall. God uses your personality. God uses where you came from. God wants you to be who you are. Amen? God wants you to use your ideas. God's going to give you some different ideas. I'm prophesying to somebody. God's going to give you ideas that other people ain't none. And God will get you up and He'll say, now I want you to use this illustration. And you say, God, I've never seen any of the big preachers do something like that. If it's appropriate and you feel like God is leading you to do something, if you're not sure, ask your pastor. I don't want to get in trouble here. But God will have you do different things.